Okay, so the Trump.
I was here for that. I remember when we did that in Shabakina.
Oh, you do remember? Okay, good. So it's the same idea here. It's the same idea here. There was the marshal. The ninshal was this world. Hashem put everything in this world for our benefit, and we don't listen to instructions. So we're tripping over it, falling into pits, going through all sorts of moments, hurting ourselves on dafka, the thing that was created for our benefit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the best of the four foundations of the Bria, Eitz, Ruach, Mayim, Ve'Ofer, Ve'hirkiv Mehem, Heichel, Meshuchlal, Yishamish, Kemishkan, Avulcho, Hu Guf Ha'Adam. Listen to the Loshon, and listen to how he describes the Guf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the best of these four things, and joined them together, created a sanctuary, Meshuchlal, almost like a super duper advanced sanctuary that can be a Mishkan. That's mamash a Mishkan, a sanctuary, a Mishkan, a temple for you. Well, goof Adam. Your goof. Look at that. Doesn't that describe the goof? Heichel mush hamushuchlal. It's a Mishkan avucha. That's the goof. Which is similar to this world in its roots. And in this Heichel, he gave you five gateways to the world. That means you're inside this goof. You're not your goof. You're somehow in a shoma without going into that whole discussion. Ruach, Neshama, Nefesh, where are you in all of that stuff? Let's just keep it simple for now. And he placed you into the sanctuary. The problem is the sanctuary, how do you talk to anybody? How do you communicate outside the world? No, so Hashem gave you five beautiful windows, five beautiful gateways. You can open them and close them depending on your needs. Sharim Elu Haim Akedim Hagashmin Shachishim Haruchnim Bishtamshim Behem. These are the physical gateways that the spiritual senses use. And they are your eyes, your ears, your nose, your tongue, meaning your mouth, and your hands. Those are the five tailing we use to connect outside of the goof. It means the goof is this beautiful sanctuary that the neshama was put into, we were put into. In order that we can interact with the world, you have these five things. You have eyes, ears, a nose, a loshon to medaber, and you're dying. And then there's these five senses, that you use that the use of them. The five senses: sight, hearing, smell, taste, and feel. Those are the five senses. Hashem tzuasom at magir is called to lasaych b'lamazeh via these five, hailing these five gates, whatever you want to call them, and these five senses. That's how you come to everything you need in this world. In this beautiful edifice, this heichel, this sanctuary, palace, whatever you want to call it, there's four rulers that conduct, that run the heichel, that run the goof. And each one of them is higher than the one before. Who are they? Hamoach, Halev, Hakoved, the Evrei Hamin. The Moach, we'll see in the Pischalev what exactly the Moach is. The Lev, again, whatever the Lev is. Hakoved, the liver. The liver is very important, I don't know why. The Avrei Hamin, and the reproductive organs. Ba'echin Aboyre Ba'echel Abe Pekidim, Shemakoyach HaMoyshech, HaKoyach HaMachzik, HaKoyach HaMakel, VaKoyach HaDoiche. We've seen this once before, so he speaks about this. I don't remember where it's in here. It's more familiar. There's the koyach to draw. We'll see the Pischa Leib will explain what these things are. The koyach to hold, the koyach to digest, and the koyach to push out of your guf. We saw that somewhere. Maybe it was in Avodah Elokim before. I don't know where we saw it. Maybe you remember it. We spoke about when the nefesh and the seichel were having a conversation. And he explained this to him, I remember, at some point. These four things. Ha'oitzim is hamara ha'shechora b'tchul. It's the mara ha'yereke b'kis hamara. Because this whole digestive system, the bile that goes into the spleen, v'saleicha halavona b'mocho b'raya v'sadam l'kiyum ha'eichel. Okay, the whole physical system, whole physiological system, the blood, hematology, the ganze marechet, which is mind-boggling. He goes through these things and the Pischa Leib just defines what these terms are. The mark is where Mishkan HaSeichel VaHakara. The mark is where the Seichel and one's Hakara, one's recognition, understanding lives. HaLeiv Hu Mishkan HaNefesh HaChiyonis VaHarotzon. That's something to do with the Rotzon. Leiv, here we are, that's Ruach HaKoved. Hu Mishkan HaNefesh HaTzomechas. That's the nefesh, Adam. That's where the dam is. It's in the liver. That's where the blood is. That's the reproductive koich that we have. The whole continuation of the human race is dependent on that. These four spiritual things. Interesting. The reproductive organs are called spiritual. They're called ruchnia. They're called koichas haruchnias. And they run the body. They're in charge of the body. They're the four moishim of the body. So what's the koich ha-moishim? Ha-moishim is ha-oikel el ha-keba. It sucks the food into the stomach. Ha-koich ha-machzik ha-ma'akev es ha-oikel b'keba ha-tumakel. It brings it into the intestines, into the stomach. It keeps it there until it gets absorbed into the body. Ha-koich ha-ma'akel. That's the most mind-boggling thing that our bodies do, the koyach ha-makel. The Mukubalim call it the koyach ha-biru, that you swallow the food and then the body takes that food and knows exactly what of that food, how to separate it and how to send what different parts of the body need. It sends it to the whole body. It extracts the calcium, it sends it to the bones, it extracts the fat to go where it needs to go, the carbohydrates. There's a system and it's all working automatically. You don't just swallow your food, it goes into your stomach, it goes out. That would be pointless. There's stuff that has to stay there and get absorbed into your body. Who knows which stuff has to go where? You put the calcium into the flesh instead of into the bones, you run into trouble. You're still getting kidney stones, whatever. The body knows what to do. Koyach ha-biru, to mevare, to calls it the koyach ha-makel, same idea. Ha-boire mi ha-oichel es ha-mazukach, unbelievable. If you think about that enough, it's you can mamush go out of your mind when you think about what happens when you swallow food. The taste you have for as long as the food's in your mouth, after you swallow it, the taste's gone. All the pleasure and the work and effort and the energy and money we spend on food, the entire enjoyment is mamush half a nanosecond while it's in your mouth, and then it goes, your food's gone. Now what happens? Most unbelievable genius starts happening. Unbelievable enzymes that break it down and chemical reactions. But it knows where to send the food, knows where to send the stuff. It's not bad for an advanced gorilla. Yet this gorilla somehow knows how to do that. By the way, it works in a gorilla the same thing as well. Try and explain that to me via evolution. I would be interested to hear how these digestive systems were working while the system was evolving. Well, how did they survive? Well, all this genius was busy evolving over 50 billion years. Anyway, I'm just having fun with them. You have to mock them because you just see it. It's poshut, not sheikh. Your digestive system proves that there's no evolution because how would you survive until your digestive system evolved? The amount of genius in your digestive system would take 50 million years to evolve. Actually, that's not enough. It could never evolve. So how did you survive in the meantime? Chinese takeaways that don't need to be digested. I don't know. Okay. Mind-boggling. The koich hadoichim, understand it pushes out all the waste matter, whatever you don't need afterwards. So that's the system. That's what this heichel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. He created this goof for us. As mom is not just an interfering thing that gets in your way and starts aching and crackling and driving you with sugar as you get older. There's a heichel. There's all this unbelievable genius in it. Moshedik. And there goes in a whole arichas. I'm going to stop here because it starts getting very technical and very biological. And we're not going to get into it. So Mitzvah Shem, we'll do it next week. I'll make a note of where we are. There we go. Okay. It's going to start discussing the stomach and the veins and the muscles and the sinews and the whole arichas of what's going on in the guf. It's unbelievable. Rabbi Zamir Cohen, he has a moedik to share on this with the video. It shows you what's going on in the guf, the antibodies and how it works, and the T cells and the T cells and all. There's a mind bomb. You can mummage, you can go out of your mind if you think about it. All right. So that's something to think about as we anila doidi vedoidi li. We have what to love Hashem for. Just look at your own guf and you don't have to go much further than that. With Seder. Have a good night, and we'll speak next week, Bezrat Hashem.
Thank you. It's unbelievable how he even thinks to have such a dialogue and put it down. It's just another story.
It's untold genius. No, it's a mumble around. It's just not a spine filling. Beseda.
Anyway, most fascinating dialect. Thanks. Man, I just got home. Take care. Tell Rav.
Beseda. Okay. Take good care. Look after yourselves. We'll see you next week, Bezrat Hashem.
Please, God. Ciao, bye.